Welcome to Your Wish Fulfilled. This is a magical podcast to experience higher states of consciousness and come into that beautiful feeling of freedom in your heart and in your mind. Let's take a few beautiful breaths and really come into that feeling of having attained everything. So you can put your hand on your heart if you like, because this is all about the feelings. Let's take a nice deep breath and just let your body relax, melt into that wonderful peace. And as you breathe, just letting go, finding that wonderful good feeling that just washes through your whole being. And let's hold a vision. Think of one thing you'd love to manifest, a higher version of yourself, some upgrade in your life. Just imagine that you walk through this golden portal, this magical gateway. And as you walk through that beautiful place, you come into this alternative world, higher dimension, where you've attained everything that you want. And just close your eyes and imagine how it feels to have attained everything you desire. Noticing the good feelings, the excitement, the change in your biology, in your being. And just let that fill your whole body, just washing through your whole being. And just giving thanks for the transformations in your life. The purpose of these sessions really is to come into that feeling state. The reason I created this podcast is because it was my 44th birthday. And I thought, you know what, I've manifested so many things in my life in various ways, beautiful places, people, situations, wealth, abundance, freedom, and all these things. And it's great. And I'm, you know, I could go on and on about all the magical things that have happened. But the thing that ultimately makes the biggest difference is that feeling inside, how we feel within ourselves, in our own heart, in our own mind. Because we can have everything physically, but if we don't feel good, then what's the point? How is that really making much difference to us? And rather than thinking I'm going to run around and achieve all these things and then later, years and years later, 10 years, 20 years later, then finally I'll feel good, wouldn't it be better to feel good first and enjoy our life now and experience the good feelings within us, and then we can also create and manifest things externally, right? It's not like it has to be either or, we can have both. And it starts with that feeling within ourselves. So today I wanted to talk a little bit about obstacles that come up along the way. It's been a bit of a theme in the last few sessions. You might have noticed my voice was changed because I had COVID and you know, various challenges and this and that. And I've been going through quite a few things personally. Because when we go to an upgraded version of ourselves, all these obstacles and random stuff comes to be cleared out. It comes to be cleared away. So you hold the vision of what you want, you feel the vibrations that you've attained everything, right? And then things in the world, in our life, in the universe, somehow align themselves to destroy that which no longer serves us. And the obstacles often are designed to, first of all, get rid of things, and secondly, to help us develop and become the higher version of ourselves, right? Because we can't get where we want to go until we release the things that don't work for us and move into the things that are aligned with our highest good. So there's both, like, if you're walking along a big path and you're carrying a heavy burden, big backpack, right, full of rocks and stones and junk and dragging these things around, that has to be chopped out, right? That has to be released. We can't go where we want to go if we're chained to the past, if we're chained to these old people and old situations and old ways of going about things, old ways of thinking, old ways of doing, old ways of speaking, old ways of everything, right? Things have to change. So obstacles come and they throw us into chaos. They shake us up. They give us a good slap around the face, right? A good slapping, a good shaking, a good bashing, crushing. It's not pleasant. And in that situation, we have to hold the vibration as best we can, it's not always easy, of our higher self. It isn't easy, because when everything seems like it's falling apart, we don't necessarily naturally go to that place of, everything's great, because practically in the now, in the moment, it isn't all good. And this is the skill, this is the big challenge that we have. How can you have complete certainty? The Sanskrit word is nischay. How can you have nischay in your future success when your current life isn't lining up the way that you'd like it to be ultimately, right? So there's the future reality that doesn't exist yet. There's a current reality that's a bit of a mess. How can you pull that future reality into the present and feel the good feelings despite the fact that everything is falling apart? How can you have gratitude for that which doesn't yet exist before it comes into the 3D world? This is the big question. And this comes down to that certainty, that nischay, that willingness to put aside the evidence around us in favor of moving into this reality that we want. Right? I'll give an example. I haven't done that much content on YouTube. I've done quite a lot, but not consistently. I started YouTube channel, for example, 10 years ago, or even longer. And I did, like, I don't know, 10 videos, and then I basically got so busy with clients. I was talking about how do you set up companies and do coaching and all these things on YouTube, right? I was doing that anyway, and I was talking about it on YouTube. And then a bunch of people from those YouTube videos wanted to work with me, and I just didn't have any time to do any more YouTube videos. And then I set up my various companies, and so I've really spent the last 10 years helping students and clients and doing coaching and doing courses and, you know, doing the actual work. So I haven't had really hardly any time to do anything else. So looking back, it was a bit, I probably should have kept doing YouTube videos, because it would have been a lot better to start 10 years ago and done it properly, but it is what it is. So I've been busy building companies and helping students doing coaching, right? I'm now wanting to help more people on these various platforms. And not only me, but of course millions of other people want to do this, right? So it's kind of a lot harder than it used to be. And so I'm holding the vision of there being a lot of wonderful things serving a lot of people all over the world, but it doesn't currently exist on these various platforms in the way that it does in my mind right at this very moment when I'm recording this. But I can hold the vision that there are thousands and millions of people being served. I can have that feeling of attainment and help and service and blessings to so many souls. It's not really for me, I just want to help other people. So there's this wonderful feeling of happy souls, blessings, success, lots of people manifesting what they want, lots of great things happening, people are happy, things are changing, the world is getting better. I can hold that vision even if the situation that I'm dealing with right now today doesn't match that. So I can hold that energy field. I can feel the good vibrations from that. Even if practically life doesn't match that situation right now. What happens when we do that? When we hold that energy of success? What happens? Well, first of all, we feel good, don't we? Right? If you can hold that vision for yourself, think of something you want. It doesn't exist yet, physically. You pull it back here and you ground that into your being. And it will make you feel good, right? It like brings a certain joyful, bubbly, happy vibration in your life. And whatever has to happen between now and you actually manifesting that is going to happen in some strange and wondrous way. Think about how many things in life have come to pass in bizarre ways that you had never imagined. How many times have you created a plan, right? I'm going to do this, and then this, 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 and this, and the plan didn't work. How many times has the plan failed or changed, right? Plans are really a bit of a joke, aren't they? Let's be honest. We plan for one thing, and then all these things, weird things come up, and we look at these new ideas and meet new people, and then things change, and we end up getting somewhere to where we want to go. We might end up somewhere different. And the plan was really just a best guess at the time. So we, of course, have to take action, right? I don't think it's sensible for someone just to say, I'm just going to sit here, I'm just going to imagine millions of dollars arriving in a big truck, right? And just sit there for hours and hours and hours and not do anything. We're here to take action. So there's the vision, the energy, there's the words, what we speak to ourselves and to others, then there's our actions, and they're all vibrations. And so all these challenges will come up, all these things are going to come up, they're going to just destroy the stuff that doesn't work for us anymore. If something's not aligned, it's going to get taken out. And we can either resist it and say that's not right, it shouldn't be like that, or we can embrace it and say, this must be happening for a reason. What can I learn here? And then hold that vibration, be open to navigate our way through, realize that life, the universe, destiny is trying to give us hints, it's trying to help us out, and each step along the way is trying to support us in moving forward. Everything that's happening is happening for a reason in your life, and your big challenge, all of our big challenge, is to pull that energy of success into our being, into our heart and mind. I think it's more important than visualizing it in our head to feel it in our heart and in our body. When you feel genuinely relaxed and successful and contented and grateful, then you've made that shift and you can really feel it. It's not mental, intellectual exercise. It's a change in feeling state. And so you hold that energy and you look around and you say, I'm willing to let go of the things that I need to let go of. I'm willing to go through the things I need to go through. And as I go along the way, I'm willing to hold that attitude of constant success, nishchay, certainty, and keep that vibration no matter what's happening. So thank you so much for your wonderful presence. Very grateful for you. We're so blessed, aren't we? We're so blessed. And all I ask for, if you appreciate these sessions, is to subscribe to the channel and leave a review on Apple or Spotify or wherever you listen. I always love hearing from you. And if you have any questions about your manifestations or about your life, let me know. It's my honor to connect with you more. Wishing you every success, lots of love, and talk to you soon.